KUAF is supported by Malco Theaters, offering the gift of entertainment all year round for all occasions. Malco gift cards and gift books are available at all locations and online at malco.com. We conclude our series of fall theater previews now. Already this week, we've covered upcoming performances of children's theater, comedies, and drama. For this finale, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda considers the musicals on tap this year.
The Triple Threat. It's that talented individual who can not only act, but sing and dance as well. As we wrap up our series on the upcoming theater season in the region, we take a look at a genre that requires triple threats aplenty. Musicals. September 14th, Oliver opens at Rogers Little Theater for 3 weekends of shows. The Alma Performing Arts Center will have its fill of musicals later this year, beginning with Fiddler on the Roof in October. The Tony Award-winning musical features familiar songs like Matchmaker, Matchmaker, If I Were a Rich Man, and Sunrise, Sunset.
Is this the little girl I carry? Is this the little boy at play?
I don't remember growing older. When did they?
Once Fiddler on the Roof wraps, the Alma Performing Arts Center will have a double dose of musicals in December, starting with Oklahoma on December 6th.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night my...
The Rodgers and Hammerstein musical follows two young cowboys at the turn of the 20th century as they vie with an evil ranch hand and a traveling peddler for the hearts of the women they love. A week later, the Alma Performing Arts Center will help audiences get in the Christmas spirit with a performance of Miracle on 34th Street. Rogers Little Theater typically produces a musical in February, and Productions Chairman Ed McClure says this year's selection will be a play based on a Dolly Parton movie.
This is a new musical, and it's first time in Northwest Arkansas. We are going to be doing 9 to 5 the musical, which is based on the hilarious movie that a lot of folks are familiar with. And it'll be part of our Valentine's Spectacular, but the performances will be February 8th through the 24th. And it's basically the movie version set to music, and it follows the antics of the three women and their overbearing boss, and they all sort of inadvertently plan this revenge on their boss that sort of goes awry. And so it's quite funny, and It's a great show for sort of girl power, if you will.
Company will take to the stage at the University of Arkansas Theater 2 months later. Andrew Gibbs, chairman of the U of A Drama Department, says Company is a 1970s Stephen Sondheim play set in New York. The story follows a young single man named Bobby and some of his married friends.
Their goal in life is to get Bobby married. And Bobby's goal is to try to survive that and determine whether he wants to be wedded or not. So it is musical comedy. It's rather sophisticated. It's not a large traditional musical of the Rodgers and Hammerstein Oklahoma South Pacific scale, but it does have song and dance, a company of supporting actors who work with the principals. It's set in various locales in New York's Upper East Side. Upscale folks who have social means to do or economic means to do what they want to do for the most part. And their goal is that everybody should be happily married. And then we hear from the married couples and discover how happy they are or not. And, of course, we hear from Bobby and how much he likes the situation or not. And there are some fairly familiar songs. An actress named Elaine Stritch, who is still with us, quite mature, still a very viable performer, was in the original Broadway cast and sang this wonderfully cynical, sarcastic piece called Here's to the Ladies Who Lunch.
Here's to the ladies who lunch.
everybody laugh. Lounging in their caftans and planning a brunch on their own behalf.
That's will be a familiar song, as long as another one called Side by Side by Side, another called Being Alive, all in the spirit of, very positive social engagement, I guess you could say.
Things at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center in Fort Smith will be rocking come April. The University of Arkansas Fort Smith's 32nd annual season of entertainment will feature a performance of Rock of Ages on April 30th. The Tony Award-nominated play follows a small-town girl and big city rocker who fall in love to the greatest songs of the 1980s.
Just a small-town girl, living in a lonely world. Oh, she took the midnight train going anywhere.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit, Michigan. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Just less than a year from now, Rogers Little Theater Productions Chairman Ed McClure says RLT will wrap up its 2012-2013 season with a production of The King and I.
And that'll be July 26th through August the 11th of 2013. And that's the first time we've ever actually done The King and I. So that will be an interesting challenge for us. But with the change and sort of the diversity in our community, we think that that's a good time to sort of bring that production to Northwest Arkansas. So we're excited about that.
For more information on the upcoming theater season in the region, visit OzarksAtLarge.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
When the music started, something drew me to your side. So many men and girls are in each other's arms. It made me think we might